Good morning, everybody. Today is August 14th, 2017, and I am so blessed just to be here with you guys today. I love each and every one of you, and it's so wonderful to hear that even though sometimes we go through situations or things happen and life starts happening, that we can be here for each other, and that we know God never leaves us, He never forsakes us, that He's always working on our behalf for good. I mean, how awesome is that? One of the things that I absolutely love is when I get help and support, like in my office, or help cleaning the house, or, you know, help getting my car cleaned up and cleaned out and wiped down. But think about it. Those are just such menial things. God's with us in everything. He helps us out in absolutely everything, and He's the perfect helper. How awesome is that, that we never, ever have to worry about, you know, are we alone? Has He forgotten us? And to me, that's just so reassuring. It's so exciting every single day knowing He's got our back, and it's only for good. He's not up in heaven saying, okay, who can I get today, and what am I going to do to them? It's like, what can I do for them? What can I do for my children? What goodness can I give to them? Marilyn and I were talking before we started the recording, and she was saying, you know, what God's going to do now is going to be so amazing that it's going to so far surpass Ephesians 3:20 that it's going to be mind-blowing for us. And I can't wait for that moment. I know He's preparing amazing testimonies so He can get more and more glory. So this morning I want to start off in prayer just to get us going. And then our topic for today is things I cannot understand. And so I loved that title, and I just thought, you know what? We don't understand everything. We don't understand His goodness. We can't even put our head around how much He loves us and how He could love us so unconditionally and so selflessly that He gave His Son. Father God gave His Son. He wanted family so badly that He created us. And then He gave His only Son. So, like, when we get frustrated with our wayward children, or we're upset with our spouse because they just don't seem to be coming into alignment with us, just know that God is there, and He's good, and He only wants to create goodness in our life, and He wants to be in relationship with us, and He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. You could never do anything to make Him love you more than He does right this minute. You couldn't do anything to make Him love you any less. We don't understand everything of God. And I'm so thankful for that, because the things I do get and the things I do understand, oh my goodness, it's just beyond amazing. He's so wonderful to us. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with prayer. Father God, thank You so much for another amazing, amazing day. Lord, thank You for Your love, Your grace, Your mercy. Lord, I ask that I would decrease, that You would increase, and that You would speak directly to the hearts of each person hearing my voice. Lord, I ask that You would give revelation knowledge, that You would start performing Your miraculous within us, and around us and through us, even this morning, so that as we walk away from this call, we'll feel refreshed, renewed, energized, empowered, and know that Holy Spirit working in and through us is so powerful that we are radiating Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy. We love You, Father God. We ask a blessing upon this time together. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe it or not, right now, everywhere I turn, I don't care what I pick up, it references Job. Now, for some of you, you might look at it in the Bible and you might think, oh, it's Job, so it might be talking about my job. Well, it might apply to your job, but it's actually Job. And what happened in the story of Job, this poor man, I mean, he was amazing. He loved the Lord so much and was so faithful to Him and did great things, and what happened was the enemy went before the Lord, and he asked if he could kind of test one of God's people, because he wanted to prove to God that he was better than he was. And he was so full of pride. Lucifer was just awful, right? So what he did is, he says, now there was a day, and this is chapter 1, verse 6, now there was a day when the sons of angels of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan, the adversary and accuser, also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where did you come? Then Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth? So he's saying, hey, did you see? I got this man. He's amazing. Did you see him? He is incredible. I want to point him out because I'm so proud of my son. My son Job, did you see him? And the Lord said to Satan, have you seen and considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who reverently fears me and abstains from and shuns evil because it's wrong. Can you imagine if we all just lived that way? We're just going to abstain from evil just because it's wrong. We're not going to overeat. We're not going to be tempted to give that snide little remark. We're not gonna want to hurt someone else just for the sake of lifting me up and making me look better or feel better. We're not gonna tell a half truth. All these things are sin, right? He said he was blameless, and he just shunned evil. He wouldn't have anything to do with it. When you get shunned, I grew up near the Amish in Michigan, and they were still shunning. I don't know if they still shun right now, but when I was growing up, they were shunning people. So if you wanted to leave the Amish church, or you did something that the bishop didn't think was right, you'd be shunned. You couldn't even eat with your family. Many of them, they had a separate table that they would put out on their like stone porch that wasn't usually enclosed or anything, and they would have to eat like looking into the corner. No one would talk to them. Sometimes they weren't even allowed to stay in the community if they were being shunned. So, I mean, this means you have nothing to do with it. Well, verse 9 goes to say, then Satan answered the Lord, does Job reverently fear God for nothing? So he just does it to do it? And he asked, have you put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? So what he's saying is like, oh, so he does it like for nothing. I don't believe that he does it for nothing. And you've probably just protected him. And he's just, you know, got extra favor and stuff. He says, have you conferred prosperity and happiness upon him in the works of his hands and his possessions? They've increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he's going to curse you right to your face. And do you know what the Lord said? He said, the Lord said to Satan, the adversary and the accuser, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon the man himself don't put forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of God, and there was a day when Job's sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house on his birthday. And there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabians swooped down upon them and took away the animals. They indeed slayed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped. So basically what he said is all of his business was destroyed. It was all taken instantly. All the wealth that he had was gone. And then it goes on to say that pretty much everything was taken. His children were taken. Every single thing was gone. It said there was fire that came, and all the sheep were lost, and even his children. Have you found yourself in a place where you felt like, what in the world's going on? Like, I thought I was serving the Lord and doing what God wanted, and so I should be blessed, and I shouldn't have anything happen in my life. I've been there. Then all of a sudden, every contract cancels and I don't get paid. Or my kids start acting up or use drugs or become promiscuous, or my marriage all of a sudden seems to fall apart. And I think, what in the world's happened? All my friends leave me, they forsake me, and I've done nothing wrong. You know, Satan Satan didn't just come at him once. He came at him multiple times. It goes on into chapter 2, and he continues to come after Job. He made him sick, so much so that he had sores that would ooze from his body. They were so painful, and they were from the soles of his feet to the very crown of his head. It goes on in chapter 2, verse 10, and he says, "What shall we accept good at the hand of God, and shall we not accept also misfortune and what is bad in nature?" He said, you know what, why would we only accept the good from God? I'm going to praise him regardless. He says, goes on to say, in spite of all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Isn't that the first thing that happens when things start going wrong? Oh, let me just tell you about this. Well, and we just start in. Or we move to that victim mentality. Oh, I hurt so bad. I'm so tired. I don't feel like getting out of bed. You know what? I don't feel like doing my job today. Or we say about how everything is wrong around us. Oh, look at, boy, if my husband would just come into alignment, or if he would just do the right thing, then everything would be fixed in my house. That's not what Job did. He didn't sin with his lips. Can you imagine if we stopped saying the things of the enemy and giving him the glory for what's happening of our circumstances around us? I'm sure that Job was in a place where he was just saying, I don't understand this. I don't get it. In his mind, I'm sure he thought, this doesn't make sense to me. He didn't sin with his lips. If you go on and you read the whole story, it's a pretty sad story. I'll be really honest with you. You're thinking, I thought you wanted me to be encouraged and enriched and uplifted today, right? And I do. I want you to turn all the way to Job 42. In Job 42, this is the end of the chapter. And the end of the chapter tells us that Job's friends even betrayed him. And even in the midst of all of this, Job had to come to a place where he even had to pass the test of forgiveness. Is that the place where you're at today? Maybe that's the reason why we don't understand. We read in Job 42, 7 through 10, that Job, he prayed for his friends. These were the friends that judged and criticized him. They were not there when he was hurting and so sore and had lost everything. He had nothing on the inside and the outside. His whole life was a mess. But Job prayed for them. He forgave them. And do you know what the Lord did? He received a double blessing. Job received a double blessing from the Lord, you know, based on Job's story. I want you to think about when you don't understand something, if you do things God's way, you may get double for your trouble, just like Job, right? It tells us in verse 12, and this is the spoiler alert, and then we're going to come back to things you can't understand. But it goes on, because I want to give you some hope and encouragement. Verse 12 says, "And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than he did his beginnings. For he held 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters." I want you to know right now that even though you don't understand it, you might not get what you're going through and why you've got to go through it. God still has the same good plan for you. He's got the same good plan for you right now that he had the moment that you were born. Even before you were born, you had a conversation with God. It tells us that in Jeremiah chapter 1, that before you were born, God approved of you. And he gave you a call. I believe that we agree to this mission on what we do here on earth before we get here. because it tells us that God approved of us. And then he went on just a couple of verses later and told Jeremiah that he had called him to speak to the nations and to the leaders. God has something amazing for you. I want you to know that God doesn't change his mind. In Jeremiah, he tells us, what, chapter 29:11, that he knows the plan for you. It's of good and not to harm you. And that he wants, that he's got that for you, and he doesn't ever want to change that. So from the instant the enemy started attacking you, remember, God had your restoration in mind. And if we do it God's way, God's not a respecter of persons. He'll give you the double portion for all your trouble. Let's go on and let's talk a little bit more about things we can't understand. Job 42, verse 3 says, "Surely I spoke of the things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." You know, if there was any man on earth who had a reason really to question God, wasn't it Job? Do you feel like that some days? Have you lost your family? What about your health? What about your wealth? What about having it happen all at the same time? I know that Job's story isn't unique. Then you think your friends are going to come alongside you and help you, right? And they only come to question your spirituality and question your walk with God and say, hey, you know, if you were doing things right. I can't tell you how many churches I've been in when people are hurting. They go up for prayer, or they finally muster the courage to ask for prayer. And the prayer partner says, well, evidently you've got something wrong in your life, or you know, God wouldn't be doing this to you. You've got sin. We know that his integrity was perfect. God already answered that at the beginning, right? He was described blameless and upright. Do you realize that none of the things and the circumstances of his life were coming in because of sin? Many of us, we take on, and this is a trick of the enemy, this is a lie of the devil, we take on the lie from the enemy that we're bad, that we're unkind, that we're evil because of whatever the sin is that we do. I want you to stop taking on that lie. You may do evil things. You may do unkind things. But you are a child of the Most High God. Your spirit man is sealed if you're a believer. So the circumstances around you could be just like Job. They may not be born from sin. Job acknowledged God's right to do anything in his life until one day he could take it no longer, and he questioned God's motives. God answered Job, but not in the way that he wanted to hear. God answered him with a series of questions that represent the most incredible discourse of correction by God to any human being. And then just a few chapters later, Job realized that he had questioned the motives of the author of the universe, the author of love. And what he did is he fell flat before God. And he realized it was total depravity. And he said, you know, I spoke of the things I didn't understand. Things too wonderful for me to know. Have you been questioning God's activity in your life and what he's allowed the enemy to do? Have you questioned his love for you based on circumstances that have come your way? We know that God loves us. Look at the cross. Look at what happened at Calvary. He sent his own son in replacement for your sin and for my sin. Do you know that if you were the only person on earth, or I was the only person, he would have done exactly the same? His ways can't be understood. We know that from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We have finite minds. God does not. God's omniscient. I don't know about you, what's left for your future. I don't know if we'll understand at all the circumstances of what's happening in your life right now. But I do know we will someday. But does that truly matter? Should we have the feelings and the words of Job? It doesn't matter. Why should I only take just the good from my Heavenly Father? Why do I look at these circumstances and not realize that He's working everything together for good? Because you have been called according to God's purpose. It tells us that in the Word. But do you give God your whole life completely? Every part? Do you shun sin? Every part? Or is there just still that one or two things that you feel it's okay? Come before the Lord blameless. Come before the Lord and tell Him you're sorry. Ask forgiveness for those areas of sin in your life. And then trust Him. Embrace Him in the hard times as well as in the good times. Because we don't need to understand in order to receive His love and His goodness and His grace. We just need to receive. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for who you are and how you love us, that we don't have to understand everything that's going on around us, but we do need to understand your love. Father, we ask forgiveness for the areas of sin in our life. Lord, bring them specifically to our minds so that we can ask forgiveness and shun them, go as far away from them, turning our back to them, repenting from them as we can. Thank you for giving us the ability to do that. Lord, I thank you that regardless of what's going on, we can trust you. And Lord, I claim right now and declare and decree in the name of Jesus that we have double for our trouble. Lord, thank you that you're kind and gentle to us. Thank you that you ask questions of Job to help unlock and bring him to the place where he could come before you in complete and total forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, that we can consider the wondrous works that you've done in and through us. Father God, I join my faith with Marilyn that she has the husband of her dreams, that her husband is, or that her son is stress-free, that he is clean and clear and serving you with everything of his being. Lord, I ask that as Mark has his divorce proceedings today, that those that are speaking and that are making decisions have a heart of fairness and wisdom. And Lord, that there's a sense of expediency with this. That your will and your way would be done. That you would free Mark to fulfill what you've given him to do on this earth. Give him a new sense of freedom. A new sense of empowerment. And Father, you know that we've been praying for Peter's job and his career, Father. We know that you're guiding him to the perfect place. Lord, I just ask that if there's anything that he needs to surrender in his life to you, I know that was what you were teaching me over the weekend, that there was areas still that I needed to surrender to you. So, Father God, if that's the case with Peter, Lord, that you would speak to him and that he would have his breakthrough today. Lord, I pray for peace and strength for the students and the teachers going back to school today. And Father, I praise you for the parties and the sales for Gloriella. And Lord, I just thank you that you are you've provided the car for her. Lord, give her what she needs to stay consistent in her business to earn her car. Lord, I pray that you would help her husband to figure out what he needs to do to provide income and to get the car fixed and get on that path again. And Father, I pray for Phil's family as they work out the details of the passing of his father. Lord, I pray a blessing upon his wife. And Lord, I ask that you would help Laura as she's working to reduce the assets, Lord, but that you would have continued services provided and that the details would be worked out perfectly according to your plan with expediency so that not even one moment would be missed in care. And Father, I also pray for Carol and her career decision, Lord, that her company is closing and she's being forced to a new direction. And we know that when you force us to a new direction, that can be one of the most exciting times because at those times are when you show up so strong and it can be, oh, only God. So we thank you for that. We love you. We embrace all you have for us. And we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in our life, that finances come, that the enemy's hand is taken off of us, because we know that at that point, the enemy had dominion over the earth, was given dominion over the earth. And so, Father, we know now we have dominion because of what your son Jesus did. Help us to exercise that authority in the name of Jesus. We declare finances are coming, that are here, and we declare that we are healed. We declare and decree that our children are following Christ with their whole heart. We thank you for the breakthroughs that we saw over the weekend, Father. We pray that marriages come to alignment right now. We ask what it is that we need to do, Lord, that would be corrected now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Thank you for your path, and thank you for this group of believers that come together each and every week, Lord. Thank you for their faithfulness. Lord, I ask that you would continue to give direction and what direction we need to take with these calls. Lord, I ask that you would help me to be faithful in all that you've given me to do. Help me to be very clear as to how you want me to proceed in every area of my life and in my business and my marriage and my family and my ministry, Father. Thank you that you guide us and you direct us. We love you and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it an incredible week, you guys. I'm just so, so, so excited that we've got another week to serve him. Just as a little heads up for you, I'm going to be here next week, and then the following week I'm going to be with John Maxwell in Orlando and with some of my friends like Mark and Peter. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it there or not, but just wanted to let you know I'm going to do my best to get that covered. Usually John comes in and covers on the when I'm gone. I just need to double check with him, but just wanted to let you know I'm not going to leave you and that I'm going to try to find somebody to cover that while I'm there with John Maxwell and the rest of our international team. If you would lift me up in prayer during that time, I would really appreciate it. I just need supernatural strength when I'm there. There's a lot that goes on, and the hours are long, and it's one of my favorite things to do. I absolutely love going and meeting so many of the people that I've been able to talk to and help in their journey. But strength is definitely always appreciated. So if you would, you know, just keep me in your prayers while I'm there, I'd really appreciate it. Have a great week. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye now.